You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Auckland-based recycling firm Computer Recycling has recently bought the Blue Box machine to New Zealand. The machine is one of eight in the world that can shred and compress computer waste in a way that doesn't release toxic chemicals into landfills. To learn more, I spoke to Computer Recycling's managing director, Peter Mohanian, about the machine, first asking about how much e-waste New Zealand produces and what sort of effects it has on our environment.
Quite a hard estimate to make because the market itself is unregulated and unlegislated, but it's estimated that it's north of 80,000 tonnes per year is produced. The way that it's affecting the environment is it's estimated, again, that only around 2% of the e-waste is actually getting recycled. So it means that a lot of material that should be recycled and can be recycled is ending up in our landfills. And the landfills and waste companies do, and particularly in modern times, do quite a fantastic job to build really sound landfills, but it means that there's quite toxic and heavy metals that are ending up in the ground, so it's not ideal for the environment.
What sort of obstacles have come up in the past for Kiwis trying to minimise their computer waste?
There are a number of obstacles, being that there hasn't been any regulation. So without product stewardship, for instance, manufacturers don't have the incentive to dispose or to pay recyclers to dispose of electronics once they've come out of their life. So it's seen as a voluntary scheme. So it means that the public or the consumer or the business will potentially have to pay themselves to dispose of this material. So that's quite a significant obstacle. The other is our market size. Because we are a small island nation, it means that until recent times, it hasn't been warranted to necessarily invest in this sort of infrastructure. So the total project cost for this, including the machine and the facilitation of it all, was in the early 3 million, 3.3, 3.4 million. So it's quite a significant investment in what's a relatively niche segment of the waste stream. Those are the kind of big obstacles.
So what does the new blue box technology that has been recently brought into New Zealand by you guys do to eradicate e-waste?
Well, it works by... Until now, a lot of the electronic waste that was collected by not only Computer Recycling but other e-waste recyclers would predominantly be processed and dismantled by hand. And this is end-of-life electronics, so not items that are going to be refurbished and resold. For us, that's our first triage, is we will try and refurbish it and resell it or harvest the parts. By doing it by hand, it's very labour-intensive and very inefficient. So the Blue Box is a primary shredder and separation system, which has come in from Switzerland. So what it does is it shreds the materials into chips. Electronic waste inherently has a lot of additional bad heavy metals like mercury and things in it. So through this quite sophisticated aspiration system, it captures all of those contaminants, and it treats all of the exhaust air and things, so it's good for the, not good, but there's no emissions to the environment and there's no harm to the operators. So we can do quite a significant scale of processing. We then have also brought in a machine called the MSS Optical Sorter, which is a very clever piece of technology which then scans the material using cameras and lasers, and then utilising a sequence of 252 air nozzles, blows the different commodity types into the graded material, which we can then send to the refineries for repurposing back into the original metals.
So how can people bring their old computer parts to Blue Box for recycling?
Well, Computer Recycling, we operate our facility in Penrose in Auckland. So consumers can drop off directly to our site. Businesses can get in contact with us throughout New Zealand, and we will be able to facilitate collection services. So we'll collect and audit the equipment. We can remarket the equipment on their behalf and recycle all the redundant material. We also have a number of partnerships that we've established with a company, Global Metal Solutions, and another one, EnviroWaste, which is a major waste provider. So there's 6 drop-off points in Auckland, 1 in Cambridge, 1 in Hamilton, or 2 in Hamilton, sorry, 1 in Tauranga, 1 in New Plymouth. And then we also offer an online a box mailback service. So the public or a business can purchase a prepaid recycled cardboard box, which we'll ship to them. They'll fill it up with their e-waste and then return, freight it to us, which we'll then process and recycle it.
What sort of uses do these computer parts have after being recycled? What are they used for?
Well, if the parts no longer have any viable reuse, so for instance, we could harvest the RAM and the CPU, which could be reused in second-hand devices. But once the materials have been processed for recycling, they're turned back into the base material. So let's say you shred an Apple iMac. Apple have a beautiful design, and they're predominantly aluminium. So the graded aluminium will then be returned to aluminium ingots, which can then be reused in manufacturing. And so in the manufacturing of new Apple equipment potentially. And that goes the same for copper or for some of the trace elements like gold and silver. It can be remanufactured to be reused in electronics again.
That was Patrick Mayenhin from Computer Recycling on eliminating e-waste in Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.